This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, it's Danny. I'm 45. I'm from Manchester. I joined the OTI community in October 21. I was sceptical at first because I'm not on any sort of social media, and I've been in a couple of other very large online sober communities before. I was amazed right from the offset at the involvement that Shaz and Ben have in the community. I thoroughly enjoy the Zoom calls, and I've met some pretty good pals along the way that I didn't realise I was in the market for. We've been out for hikes. It's just great. I've been in touch with like-minded people, and it really has been a game changer. So I'd encourage anybody to give it a go.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to Over the Influence. As always, it is flipping marvellous to have you listening to this free main podcast. And you know what?
More on that later.
It is absolutely free, and it's a really valuable free resource for so many people that get in touch and tell us exactly that. So thank you for listening. We couldn't do it without you. If you are just tuning in for the first time, a reintroduction or an introduction. If you listen already, it's a reintroduction. Here for the first time, it's an introduction as to who we are at Over the Influence. My name is Sharon Hartley. I'm nearly 50. I'm nearly flipping 50. I'm on the countdown. Like, in about 20 days, I'll be half a decade. Half a century. Can't do me sums this morning. Half a century. Oh my God, that makes me feel so old. But you know what? I'd be feeling so much worse about life if I hadn't stopped drinking. More than 5 years ago, I decided to take a break from the booze when I was 44. So just before my 45th birthday, I drank too quickly, too often, and too much, basically. That is it in a nutshell. I decided to take a break from booze, and I have never, ever, ever looked back. I'm really chuffed to bits, actually, to be approaching my 50th year clear-headed and alcohol-free. And this is why this podcast exists, because we sing about sobriety week in and week flipping out. Ben Anderson, how are you? You're not nearly 50. You're so young.
No, I'm Ben. I'm 35. I live in Liverpool, and I am 3 years and 3 months alcohol-free. Quick one from me today, because we've got to get to our guest. I'm really excited because this is a guest that we know very well. She was one of our very original, one of our first community members. But Shaz, also now star of national press. Oh, yes.
Pardon?
Today we have got on the podcast the former Breezy Brit who gave up the sauce. That's what she was described as. In the mirror. A former boozy Brit who gave up the sauce. I feel like it needs a Cockney. Was that written by a Cockney? This former boozy Brit who gave up the sauce.
Brilliant.
Is now going on holidays with strangers, alcohol free.
Absolutely.
It's Danielle
Peeper.
Have you got the big intro, or is that fine?
You know what? That'll do. I mean, I'm not going to describe our friend as a former boozy Brit.
It's not me describing.
I'm not even a Brit, guys. I'm not even a Brit.
I know, that's what I thought.
I'm leading Irish.
Yeah, she's a former boozy Brit who gave up the sauce. It's Danielle
Cooper. I can do the accent, but I'm not a former boozy Brit. Do you know what I mean?
Former boozy
right,
Brit.
All right.
That is so cool, though, that you're in the paper. It's your face, front and centre, Danielle.
Well,
how cool is that?
I was quite surprised by that as well, because it was just a testimonial for a sober holiday company that I basically went on a sober holiday last year with a wonderful company called We Love Lucid. And Lauren, who owns the company, said, would you do a review? And I said, yeah, of course. And then I didn't realise it would be, you know, I was there in the paper with my face on it.
As a former boozy Brit who gave up the sauce.
Who's in fact
Irish.
It's
just really satisfying. He's in fact Irish. So I'll stop doing that now. It's a really sick. Go on, Shaz, you do it. She's a former boozy Brit
who
gave up the sauce.
She's a former boozy Brit who gave up their sauce.
Oh, it's satisfying. It's a satisfying accent. It's a satisfying sentence.
So sorry to all the Southerners who are listening.
Yeah, sorry about this, everybody. Can we just get back to being Northern, Ben, and do what we do best? Thank you.
Of course we can. Where do we start? Because we've got a few things we want to talk to Danielle
I know where
about.
To start.
We want to talk to her about yesterday, and we also want to talk to her about her guts. But which way around?
In the nicest possible way. Well, I think we'll start with what occurred yesterday. So Danielle Cooper from Buckinghamshire, more than 2 years alcohol-free, has been on the podcast before. Go back and listen to January 2021, we do believe. Danielle is on an episode with us there. Now, we're chatting together on a Sunday morning. Myself and Ben are both rocking our leisure wear because it is a Sunday morning. But Danielle is sitting in a car park somewhere, God knows where, because yesterday she spent the day with us on our final OTI outdoor adventure of the season. How are your legs, love? How are you feeling?
They're actually fine. We had to cut the hike short, didn't we, because it was treacherous rain and storms and things like that. So it was a much shorter walk. After the Three Peaks last year, my legs were a little bit dead and toenails were
dead.
You know, moved and things. Dead. But yesterday was actually a lovely, I think it was just a lovely, steady, you know, steady pace and steady kind of 14 kilometres we did. So
excellent.
Not too bad on the old legs.
Yeah, really, really good. It was our final event, and we were supposed to be going out with a bit of a bang, weren't we, Ben? It was the 22-mile Edale Skyline. But then last week, Storm Babette arrived in the UK and battered much of the East Coast, and the weather was awful and the flooding was bad in Derbyshire and the winds were treacherous as well. So obviously guided by our team of knowledgeable mountain guides and whatnot, we had to cut that short. But we had a plan B. And it worked out beautifully because in the end, the sun came out yesterday and it felt most ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, wasn't it, when the sun came out?
Yeah, and I was delighted that it was a shorter walk. When that text came through to say we're not doing 22 miles, I can't tell you how relieved I felt.
There was a lot of relief. amongst the team yesterday, but it was so, so good. And Danielle, it's not the first time you've done an OTI event, is it? As Ben said, you know, you're a friend of ours now. It's been so good to see you come to so many events. And through all that as well, what's been ace is seeing the friendships that you've made with other people within OTI.
Yeah, I mean, OTI. So when I got sober about 2021, summer 2021, there were a few kind of groups I gravitated to because I thought, oh, they're a bit of me. When I heard you guys in the podcast, I was like, they are my people, like for sure. And I'm sure people listening to this podcast will think, yeah, I think that of Shaz and Ben. But I think that through OTI, because I've lived in the north of England and now I live in the south, there's always someone somewhere that is like, oh, I want to meet up with sober people, or I'm newly sober, you know, what do I do? You know, and you just meet them for walks. And I've forged some really close friendships, even this year, forged some really great friendships by not even doing much in terms of like meetups and stuff like that. So you just kind of meet these people, and I don't know, it sounds kind of airy fairy, and it's not, because I'm not an airy fairy person, but there's something special about sober people meeting, you know. I don't know. There's no mask there, and it's very authentic from the word go. You know, we're very, very low on the small talk and high on the real stuff, you know. And I think that's why I've forged some really great friendships via OTI, you know, and just sober people in general.
One of my favourite bits of the Malvern walk that we did is that I was walking behind Danielle and Lauren, who were gassing away. I said, oh, so how long have you two known each other then? They went, about 2 hours. I was like, oh, it's like you've been friends for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
It is so lovely.
So OTI has obviously helped you to make some great friends, Danielle, which is fabulous. Yeah. But also you've been on a journey, haven't you? Just in terms of kind
love
of
it.
Personal development in terms of, you know, health and wellness and everything else, but you're now taking this into, I mean, an exciting new project, and that's why we want to talk about your guts today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We want to talk about guts. So I guess my journey has been you know, it's all kind of parallel. So becoming alcohol free, my alcohol free journey started well before I got sober. You know, it was 3 years of dry stints and health kicks, I would put in inverted commas. And what I realized was I didn't want my life to be a series of health kicks. I actually wanted to be a healthy individual. And I started to
love that.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
You know, sustainable kind of longevity. Let's think about, you know, climbing Edale when I'm 90 kind of stuff, you know. And it all really starts in the gut. You know, that's the epicenter of your whole health system, your immunity, your happy hormones. You know, basically, I'm not going to get into the science because I don't want to bore people to tears, but there's the gut-brain axis kind of theory. It's called polyvagal theory. And it's how the brain communicates with the gut and vice versa. It literally is your second brain. And it does that via the network in your body, which is the nervous system. So I've kind of jumped around a little bit. So I really discovered that if I wanted a healthy body and a healthy brain, I needed to tap into all of those things. So after lots of kind of personal research and studies, in the end, I decided I want to be a health coach and I want to focus on gut health, brain health and nervous system health, because this is where it's at. This is how you feel amazing every day, you know, and not sluggish and not low level anxiety all the time. And, you know, kind of triggers and things like that emotionally. And now I'm not saying I'm a perfect individual. That is not the aim. It's not to be perfect, but it's always to be striving to have those things working in tandem together and feeling generally, you know, have a general feeling of well-being most of the time. So good health for me, I've inflamed my gut to the hilt with all sorts of things through the years. So late nights, partying, you know, this was a long time ago. And then all the way up until kind of, you know, about 6 years ago, where I was kind of eating foods that probably weren't the best because I was drinking. So, you know, obviously when you get a hangover, you gravitate to the fatty foods and things like that. High salt, high sugar, you know, and this wasn't doing very good things to me, basically. And I had really bad gut issues. So like I said, through personal research and then really getting, mind the pun, but the bug, because it's all about the gut bugs, for health and wellness, I started to study nutrition. And then I went on different kind of roads with that and finally ended up doing coaching and then health coaching on top of all of that. So here I am today. And basically the project that Ben referred to is me setting up my own business, which is called Flourish and Thrive Wellness. And I focus on the gut brain connection and how to help women who are very busy in their lives and, you know, don't want to sacrifice a whole load of stuff that they do, but just want to help heal their gut. So set them off on that journey to heal your gut. And then what happens after that is all the magic. So once your gut is in order, your happy hormones are in order, you know, you've got some immunity kind of living in there, so you're not getting sick as much. And you just start to really thrive. You know, your whole body starts to come alive again. And I really do feel like you press pause on aging as well when you lower that inflammation. So that's what I'm here to do, to really get out there and help as many women as possible feel amazing so that they can go off and do all the amazing stuff that they want to do that gut issues will be holding them back from.
We've kind of touched on this before, haven't we, Shaz? Sort of. Years ago with Davinia Taylor.
Exactly.
Remember? She's big into...
I was about to mention her. Yeah.
But honestly, Danielle, you can't bore us with the science, because this is exactly what I want to know more about. Because I think that the kind of the general awareness of gut health and how that impacts not just physically but mentally, that is, it's massively on the rise, isn't it? Quick side note, by the way, I know you're in the process of setting up the business. Have you got a tagline yet for Flourish and Thrive? Because if you haven't, I've got one for you.
Oh, a tagline? No, I haven't got a tagline. Go for it, Ben.
Flourish and Thrive, because it's about gut health for women, and that's right, yep. Isn't it? But yep. Yeah. Flourish and Thrive, she's got guts.
Ooh.
I like it.
But it, essentially, right. Can you explain this for the uninitiated? Because this, I've heard about why gut health is important. I don't really understand it. I think the most simple thing that I can kind of bring it back to is something that we've heard for years and years and years, probably centuries and centuries. You are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does the gut, which is something that is physical in my body, impact my mental health, for example?
Okay, so this is where the science does come into it, Ben. So you said you're game. I'm gonna kind of in layman's terms. So like I said, there's a theory called polyvagal theory. Okay, so within that realm, you have the brain. So we all know we want to keep a healthy brain. You've got all your neurons up there. You know, you want to keep that all kind of working as it should. Then you have a thing called the vagus nerve, which sits within the kind of upper part of your chest, and that's the axis point for the nervous system, which is if you look up nervous system, I don't know how you'd even do that. Google nervous system, but without seeing the nervous system without a body, right? So you can see your retinas or your eyes are attached to it, the brain. You can see it looks like some kind of sea creature, okay? All of that network is going throughout your whole body, your arms, your legs, your middle, everywhere. And then all the way through to the gut. So the reason why people refer to the gut as your second brain is because it operates just like the brain. So it has neurons in there and absolutely tons of neurons. And we literally are, I'm not a researcher, but I'm sure researchers would say we're still at the very start of this research. So constantly we're going to keep hearing more and more about, you know, we're learning more about the gut. We thought that half of your serotonin lives in there. Turns out it's about 90% of your serotonin that lives in your gut. Meaning, you know, if you're feeling anxious and depressed and, you know, you're having gut issues, they could be interlinked. There could be a correlation there. So with that kind of network that's going on, so the brain is sending signals via that access point, which is the vagus nerve sitting in the chest, through all of the nerve endings, through to your body to send signals to different parts of the tissues, the organs, the gut, like I say, being an organ. And so if your brain and your gut are in constant communication with this network kind of flowing, then what kind of signals do you want your brain and your gut to be sending to one another? You want them to be good and calm, don't you? Unless you have to run from some kind of danger. And, you know, we're programmed to have that system in place because we used to have to run from saber-toothed tigers. We don't have that anymore. Now we receive a harsh email from a colleague and actually that system kicks into play. And we don't want that. We don't want our body reacting as if we're about to die and we have to run or we are freezing because we just don't know what to do. And we want to train the body to be calm in those situations that is not a threat to your health or your life. So that's where the nervous system comes in. So my approach is heavy on the nutrition, of course, and teaching people about the gut microbiome, but also teaching people how to regulate their nervous system. So this is basically putting your nervous system into training so that when it's in stressful situations, it doesn't react as much, meaning you're not getting those cortisol, you know, the stress hormone signals to the gut, adrenaline pumping around your body because you're late for a bus or work or something. Actually, your body doesn't respond as much. So your gut is not getting that stress signal. Thus, it's not becoming inflamed like it would have done before. Because essentially, when you've got IBS or something like that, it's an inflammatory response. So your body is just responding in an appropriate way because it feels like I'm going to die here. So, you know, I need to get my adrenaline and cortisol going. But actually, you don't need that going. And you do that, you know, via various means. And there's lots of things you can do to regulate the nervous system. People will be doing this, I'm sure, like meditation, breath work, cold water exposure. You know, you can do things like movement, somatic kind of therapies and tapping and, you know, even just kind of talking with a therapist or talking with a friend or, you know, things like that to kind of let out some of that, that kind of heavy energy. And the list goes on. So where the gut comes into this is making sure that the gut isn't receiving these inflammatory signals from the nervous system to say we're in danger, because that's over time going to cause diarrhea, could be constipation, could be acid reflux. It'll just manifest in different ways for different people. And the reason why we want to stop that and not just go, I just have gut issues and that's just how it is because they can then manifest into actual chronic diseases like ulcerative colitis. You've got GERD, which is an acid reflux condition of the esophagus. It can literally melt away your esophagus. It's really, really harsh. And, you know, with things like that, people can end up having their bowels removed. You know, it can get very, very serious over time. So really, if you have a few gut issues at the moment, it's so easy to turn it around. And sometimes you just need someone to kind of hold your hand on that journey. And that's why I'm here.
She's got guts. What do you reckon, Shaz? Because I think, you know, when it comes to like eating well, I think about my weight as the first thing, you know, kind of how if I eat better food and cut down on the crap, then I will look better. That's number one. Yeah. I think the next stage is you start thinking about like the heart, don't you? You know, if you're carrying a bit of extra weight, what's that actually do? I don't think we think about, how often do you think about your guts, Sharon Hartley?
Never. Like literally never. And I'll be dead honest, but I was just listening to that really intently with regards to the feelings of like the cortisol rush and the anxiety and the things that bother you. I'm still feeling really weird because Ben read out a negative review, right, which we're going to talk more about this in the middle bit of this episode. And it sends me into a physical, I'm like, oh, and there's certain things that I can feel within my body. And you know, when you do get that anxious feeling or something's just tipped you over, it's it starts in the stomach. You can feel it going. I can feel it bubbling in my stomach. And it's been really interesting, this whole alcohol-free thing, because as we say so often, Danielle, you know, it uncovers who you really are. It uncovers what's really going on. I didn't realise that, you know, I have experienced anxiety in the past. I didn't even know what it was. And it still comes and goes. But I think now it's all to do with the perimenopause and everything there. But that physical feeling of something unpleasant happening, you think, oh, my stomach, I feel really weird. Is that what we're talking about? Or have I really oversimplified it? Because
that is absolutely it, Shaz. You're bang on the money, you know, butterflies in the stomach. That's excitement sometimes. Yeah, you might get a little hit of like adrenaline, you know, when you're excited about something. But I think when it comes to the negative side of that, we do get a pump of cortisol, which is sent to the, I'm not going to get too graphic, but like sent to the kidneys and the renal kind of area. And, you know, we don't want too much of that pumping around. But what I will say is go easy on yourself for feeling that way, because, again, if we go back to kind of primitive times, and that's how our brains developed, you want to be accepted by the tribe, don't you? And that's why that review will have affected you, because you'll be like, oh my God, my tribe loves me.
I just,
you know,
take everything so personally with regards to Over the Influence, but it's because we care just so massively about what we do, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, you're pre-programmed to feel that way and for your body to have that response. But I guess with regulating the nervous system on a regular basis, your body won't send as much cortisol. There might be a tiny little bit, you know, and you might go, ah, that kind of hurts. You know, that's a normal human reaction, but not an extreme. It's going to bother you all day and you're going to get that hit of cortisol every few hours. You know, it's going to keep going. So, yeah, so that's what we want to kind of rein in, is the real extreme responses. Yes, we definitely will respond to stress and things that are unpleasant, but we don't want it derailing our lives or our days or even hours. You know, I guess if someone could say, oh, yeah, if I could wave a magic wand and feel OK right now about this, I would. Well, regulating your nervous system is that magic wand.
We are just going to take a really quick break from this fabulous chat. Love. Danny, she's been on the podcast before, you know, and I was trying to work out how long ago it was. I think Danny came on for one of our dry Januaries. So if you want to listen back to that, I can't even remember what year it was. We've had so many guests on over the last 3 years since we started doing this. Go back, fill your boots and have a listen. More from Danny very, very shortly. Ben's just having a scroll through our podcast reviews.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to.
Oh, no. Are there any fake ones in there? Are they all real?
No. I very much doubt that it's fake, but it's not very nice about our premium podcast, one of the reviews, Sharon.
Oh, no.
Should we start with some good ones?
Oh, because that's really upset me and I've not even heard it.
It's like it's been written by Shakespeare, actually. And it's written by Sonnet in My Bonnet. But anyway, we'll come back to that one. Because I think we should always, you know, make sure that we are fully giving a good overview of all reaction to our podcast.
But you know,
good and bad.
It'll upset me. And I'm already worried about what you're going to say because I take it very personally.
I know, but don't forget, where's my quote on my quotes board about feedback? Oh, hang on. Oh, where is it, Shaz? We've got so many quotes on my quotes board these days. I can't find it. Feedback. It was James Clear. Honestly, there's far too many on here. I'll come back to it. There's plenty of time. No, that's not the right one.
No.
It generally feels better to run towards something than to run away from something. Focus on
you
what's
don't need to go
pulling you in.
While
not just what
it.
You're trying to avoid, James no. Clear. Aha! The trick to viewing feedback as a gift is to be more worried about having blind spots than hearing about them. James Clear.
Okay, it doesn't make me feel any better.
Okay, let's start with some nice ones. Best podcast ever, with a smiley face. 5 stars from Emily B. I absolutely love OTI and the podcasts. They're entertaining and helpful, supportive and full of fun. I've been sober 301 days. The thoughts of listening to Ben and Shaz every week really keeps me going.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Emily.
Thank you very much.
AF and loving it. 5 stars, fantastic, with an exclamation mark. I absolutely love this podcast. Very down to earth, funny, and not at all preachy. Definitely worth a listen if you are sober curious. The podcast has made me realise how much fun an AF life can be, and that a booze-free life isn't depriving yourself. I've always considered myself a moderate drinker, as a mum of 2 little ones, but found myself drinking every weekend and waking up feeling a bit anxious and fuzzy each time. I'm now on my 4th AF weekend, and my life is already happier. I'm also a more patient and present parent, as I'm not waking up with a low-level hangover every weekend. Well in, AF and loving it.
Brilliant. Right. Well done. Well done.
So, should we do Sonnet in My Bonnet? Should we take this head on?
Go on, just hit me with it.
This was left last week on Apple Podcast channel. You can leave your review, hopefully good, if you're an Apple Podcast listener. 5 stars, we love 5 stars. But also, if you have negative feedback, we prefer you to email it to us, to be honest, otihq@overtheinfluence.co.uk. But of course, you can share it publicly to the world as well. It's up to you. Right. Corrupted by Avarice. 1 star. This is Sonnet in My Bonnet. A previously marvellous podcast has been morally corrupted by greed. Their rapacious efforts to acquire subscribers with premium episodes makes half the content exclusive. Avarice clearly eclipses the beneficial message spread by the podcast and its lovely hosts. Right, so this podcast, the free podcast, comes out every week and will always be free. We have hundreds and hundreds of hours of free content that will always be free. It doesn't matter how big this podcast becomes. We will always, always, always be free every Monday on the main podcast. And thank you for saying that you think that we're lovely hosts. That's very kind of you. I don't know what the word avarice means, but I think it may be like greedy.
I'm confused by the review. I'm absolutely confused, and I'm trying to find it now. Honestly,
it's not hard to find. It's the only 1-star review that we have.
Hang on, where do I find reviews?
In and amongst things like Life is Good, who with 2 hearts, 5 stars. OTI was and still is the first and only podcast I ever started listening to. I was almost 80 days AF when I started listening and I couldn't get enough. Thank you very much. Kelbat's very motivational. I've been sober curious for a while now and wanted to become involved in a community to help me solidify my thoughts before taking the next step. Shaz and Ben are really relatable. And as I'm also from Lancashire, hey, I feel they are a bit more personable to me. Just look for the 1-star one and you'll
got
find it.
I'm just, because I don't know what avarice means, genuinely. Oh, it's to do with extreme greed for wealth or material gain. Let me just go back to this.
Maybe you don't know us very well.
Hang on. You know what? Thank you for your feedback, genuinely. Thank you. Sonnet in My Bonnet. Corrupted by avarice. So we've been corrupted by greed, like Ben
extreme
said.
Extreme greed for wealth or material gain.
You knew us. A previously marvellous podcast has been morally corrupted by greed. Their rapacious efforts to acquire subscribers with premium episodes makes half the content exclusive. I'm going to say it from the rooftops one more time. This main podcast will always be free. It will always be free.
And it's things like the premium podcast, which isn't an obligation but a choice, that helps
absolutely.
To keep this free.
Yeah, because, you know, guess who pays for all the podcasts? Yeah, we do. We don't have a fancy marketing budget. We don't even have a flipping sponsor for the podcast because we're not motivated by greed. We just are motivated by singing about bloody sobriety from the rooftops. Mm. Oh, man alive.
For those of you who have made the choice, and not been kind of strong-armed or obliged into subscribing to the premium podcast, really hope you're enjoying it because we think it's really fun.
It's really good. It's really good. And also, for anybody that is interested in the premium podcast, there's a free trial on Apple. And if you do fancy subscribing, your choice, it's $5 a month.
Oi, so it's stop it. What? This avarice needs to end. Stop it. Right, let's get back to the main free episode with Danielle, the podcast that will always be free every week.
Can I just say, it's not a review actually about the premium podcast and the content. It's about the fact there is a premium podcast.
There is one. Yeah. It's just the mere existence of the premium podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for your review because you've called us lovely hosts, which is nice. And if you do know
us, that is good.
You'll know that we are lovely and we are literally not motivated by greed. And you know what? If you want a free trial, click on that thingy, that button that we set up on Apple Podcasts.
No obligation. We're not forcing you.
In fact, if you listen to it 24/7, literally, you could probably listen to all the episodes for free anyway and then tell us what you think about that. Lovely. That went on a bit, didn't it? Sorry, I got on me. I got on my
high horse. That's the episode. Free episode. It'll always be free with Danielle. This is nuts, because I wonder, like, how long have humans actually had this knowledge, and have we just kind of forgotten it and it's only now kind of being thought about again? Because, you know, I said earlier, you are what you eat is a phrase that we've heard thousands of times, but also that kind of the idea of like listening to your gut, you know, what does your gut say? You know, like, it, like, that's just kind of in language, isn't it? What does your gut say? But that second brain thing, it's really interesting. I mean, how does it apply, you know, in terms of alcohol then, Danielle? Because as you know, we are the world's favourite free, alcohol-free podcast out every Monday. Like, what does alcohol do to the gut? Because we know about alcohol's effects, for example, on the liver. A brilliant free episode with Steve Rodriguez in October last year, was it, with Steve? We talked about what happened to him and his liver failure. And but what does alcohol do to the gut?
Mm-hmm. So I will obviously give you a disclaimer. I'm not a researcher. I'm not a medical professional. I haven't done a doctorate or anything like that. So I'm not an expert in this. But having done my own research, I can tell you that it is, in terms of the microbiome. So just to talk a little bit about the gut. In the gut, you have the microbiome. So that's trillions and trillions of cells living in there that are basically there for our gut health and bacteria. But don't be, you know, put off by the word bacteria. Most of the bacteria in there is good. Some of it can overproduce and produce bad effects. And this is why kind of maintaining a healthy gut by eating the right things is really important. It's definitely a facet of, you know, overall gut health and nervous system health. So I would say with alcohol is, we know that ethanol, which is what alcohol in its purest form is inflammatory. We know that, you know, that is definitely general knowledge. And what you're doing, I guess, when you're pouring anything that's inflammatory into the gut, such as alcohol, which is a very potent substance, you're kind of waking up the bad bacteria. So that's, you know, that's something that you need to watch out for. And also it just causes general inflammation in there. So that because it's a poison and your body detects it as a poison, your liver will actually prioritize alcohol first, as we know. Your gut will detect it as a poison, and it will create an inflammatory response to get rid of it as soon as possible out of the gut. We don't need you in here. So if you already have gut issues, just like I did about six, seven years ago, I noticed so much when I used to do dry stints. My gut issues would lessen so much when I simply just removed alcohol. But what happened was, when I removed alcohol, then I was removing the fatty foods that I was craving after, you know, maybe a night out or something. Or even if I had a couple of glasses of wine on an evening, the next day I would really crave the fatty, salty foods. So I think just as a byproduct of taking alcohol out of the equation, I wasn't eating the inflammatory foods because, you know, we know that kind of rancid fats and animal fats, heavy fatty foods is really not good for the body just on the whole anyway. So I wasn't eating those things. But yeah, in terms of ethanol itself, alcohol is massively inflammatory and will do things to your gut to make you crave those bad foods, you know, those foods that actually we can have in small doses, no problem. Our body can process them, no problem at all. No one's perfect. But if you're eating them regularly, alongside alcohol, it's a recipe for a lot of inflammation.
Really interesting what you're saying here. And you've just reminded me of how I was feeling when I first started on this whole removing alcohol nonsense. You know, it's no secret. I didn't even want to be sober. I didn't really want to remove the booze. I just thought, I'm going to take a break. But I tell you what now, just listening to everything you're saying, Danielle, I used to get like really bad heartburn here. I used to get like this burning pain, and I think, oh God, what's that? What's that? And not one word of a lie. Like, I'm pointing to my body now. It could have been everywhere, all in the gut area. I'd get throbs, and I'd get aches, and I'd get pains, and I'm thinking, oh God, this feels so awful. And I didn't know what anything was, genuinely. didn't have a clue. And I remember going on to onto internet, you know, Googling all these symptoms. I'm thinking, I need one of these private clinic full body MOTs. There's something badly wrong. You know, when you go in for the day and they go, right, here mm-hmm. we go. We're going to check everything and it's going to cost you like hundreds and hundreds of pounds. I was almost going to do that. That's where I was at with these aches and pains and these throbs that I had no clue what they were. And then I removed alcohol. And then they all stopped. Like, not one word of a lie. The burning in the chest here, it went away. The aches and pains, don't get me wrong, I've got different aches and pains now, but that's to do with perimenopause and simply getting a little bit older. Legs are aching a little bit after our 10-mile hike yesterday. All those unexplained throbs and general just feeling below par, I took away the alcohol and then, ta-da, literally, they all disappeared. It's mad, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and I think alcohol, because there's so much surrounding it, it's not just, oh, I drink alcohol and that's a little bit bad for me. It's the knock-on effect. It's the eating the bad foods. It's the poor sleep because it's stimulant, so it will wake you up. When you wake up in the middle of the night, especially when you've had a skinful, let's face it, 3 a.m., you get that wake up in the sweats, oh my God, and gut-wrenching anxiety. It just feels horrible. You know, that is the
gut-wrenching.
Alcohol.
Gut-wrenching,
see? Yeah.
You know, gut-wrenching.
It's in language, isn't it? Like,
it is.
Like, how long have we actually known about this for? And have we just recently forgotten it?
Trust your gut instinct. All
this
that.
Is why I don't like when people use the word woo-woo, because I'm telling you now, the way we live today is not good for you. And we are going back to indigenous practices like meditation and yoga and eating well and listening to our guts and stuff. Because, you know, there's medicine in there, you know, it's not woo-woo. Let's not label that woo-woo, because let's face it, living the lives that we live is so stressful sometimes. You know, we are in constant contact with people. We are, you know, driving around everywhere. We're always on deadlines. This is not how the ancestors lived. And you know, I guess they might have been a little bit happier than us.
It's not woo-woo. It's woo-hoo.
Yes,
God.
Love it.
Oh, somebody stop him. It's bloody strap lines.
You can have that one as well, Danielle, because, you know, you're starting your new business and we want to support you in any way we can. My main skill is coming up with, this is wordplay.
I can add on to that and you won't need the Lulu.
Oh,
you know,
yes. On a roll.
Here we go.
On an absolute toilet roll.
Danielle, we've removed alcohol, all of us on this call. We're now years into it, which is fabulous. We might have lots of people listening, and we know we've got lots of people listening who are well into this themselves. We'll have lots of people who are sober curious. I think, let's say then, the number one thing that you can do to improve your gut health is removing alcohol, bang, because of everything you just said. It's not just the substance of alcohol itself and the way that the body processes alcohol. It's also that kind of knock on, the craving, the salty, the sweet, the whatever. What are three, apart from removing alcohol, what are three great things that we could all do for our guts today?
Okay. So three great things you could do for your guts today is look at nutrition. So rule of thumb, if you follow Tim Spector, you know, he's like the godfather of gut research. He started back in the 90s and he would probably, I think I picked this up from him. So he would probably say, eat a variety of plants. So eat whatever you want, but just get at least, you know, 10 different plants in your diet a day. And that could be anything from, you know, all your kind of legumes, peas, beans, lentils, vegetables, seeds, nuts, you know, anything that you can find in the supermarket shelves, and go for different colors, because the different colors define what kind of antioxidants are in the skin. So, you know, and in the body of the fruit as well, in the body of
eat the rainbow.
Eat the rainbow. So eat loads of plants, even if you're, you know, a carnivore, you're a meat eater, eat loads of plants as well. Just get loads of plants in there. Get loads of variety. Eat lots of fiber, because we're so deficient in fiber. Keep everything moving and eat the rainbow, you know, and try not to overindulge too much on the things that we would deem, you know, naughty or whatever, you know, like cakes, biscuits, sweets, crisps, fast food. By all means, we all eat them. I even eat stuff like that, you know, and I just make sure it's balanced. I don't eat too much of it. But, you know, and just sort of
we ate quite a bit of it yesterday. There was a lot of chocolate in Edel yesterday.
A lot of chocolate and a lot of pork and a lot of pastry. I saw a lot of pasties and sausage rolls yesterday.
Haribo had a good day yesterday. Well, sorry, Daniel, just before you move on, what was his name, the gut father? Tim.
The godfather of gut health is Tim Spector. People will know him nowadays because of the Zoe program.
Yes, of
which is
course.
Where you wear the continuous blood sugar monitor.
Yeah. Is that what that is? I see that all the time on my social media. That's interesting.
Your favourite Stephen Bartlett's got one on his arm now, isn't he, Danielle?
Stephen Bartlett, yes, I saw him the other day and he was very inspiring. So, and I think he does do Zoe as well, yes.
So, you've done point number one there, eat the rainbow. Two more from Ben.
Oh yes. So I guess it's nutrition you want to focus in on. Hydration as well. We are a nation suffering from hydration. There you go, Ben. You've got a tagline there. we need to drink more water. And even if you don't love water, you know, and you put a bit of cordial or whatever it is, but just drink liquids or herbal teas or whatever. We really need to up our game on hydration because a lot of our guts are suffering with inflammation because we're not drinking enough water. So that's another thing that you can do. And then I guess the final thing you can do is rest. Because if there's one thing our body and nervous system and gut and brain and all of that system doesn't love is when we're on the go constantly. And that's when the inflammation happens. So if you want to lower the inflammation in your gut, rest. And even if that's just reading a book or putting some time aside every day, you don't even have to do meditation or anything like that. Just sitting and just not doing anything per se. You know, sitting in the garden and just taking in the view, or, you know, like I said, reading, listening to amazing free podcasts like Over the Influence, you know, just whatever it might be, but just take that time out and let your body rest because we're from stress to rest. There you go. Another one, Ben.
Oh, she's banging them out today. Inspiring,
just
around, Ben.
You know what I mean? That should be marketing.
Shaz, I'm just thinking about you now. You could really easily do number one and two. You'd struggle with number three, wouldn't you? You'd feel lazy.
Yeah.
You'd feel guilty for not doing something.
Yeah. I've so enjoyed this. I found it fascinating because so much of what you're saying, it's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like light bulbs. Yes, I can. Look at my diet, absolutely, because I do not think about my gut. The only time I think about it is when I'm feeling anxious and I'm thinking, oh, why is my stomach feeling all weird? Why is it rising up into my body? Why is it in my chest? All that. Yeah, I can eat the rainbow. In fact, I'm going for afternoon tea straight after this call. So hopefully there'll be some really colourful cakes, but I don't like cream and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure that's not what Danielle's talking about.
Right, okay, fair dues. Yeah. I get that hydration. I'm rubbish at that. Went to the gym last week, actually, straight after work, and I just kept going dizzy. I've got low blood pressure as well. So, you know, that's always been an issue right throughout adulthood for me. And she says, Sharon, have you drunk today? And I'm like, hang on a minute. I think I had a brew at 6, maybe another brew at about 7. No. And I forget to hydrate. And then, you know, wonder you feel, you know, sluggish and my head's killing. So, yes. And actually, I have improved on that since last week. As for the rest, Ben, dear God. I have the odd window, the opportunity to rest, and I stop and I go like that. And then I go, oh, this feels weird. I need to be doing something. I feel like I should be doing something. But you know what? Today, Sunday, my afternoon tea will be part of today's rest. Staying off socials, shutting the laptop and just spending some time, I think, with family. And I think that will make me feel slightly more rested.
That sounds amazing, Shaz. And, you know, we have busy lives. We can't always take time out all the time, but I guess it's just thinking to yourself, I'm feeling a little bit off. Have I had enough water today? Mm. Have I rested, actually? Am I feeling a bit stressed?
Basics,
do I need to let down?
Yeah, back
to
basics.
And just take 10 minutes. Just, guys, you know, to the family, I'm just shutting this bedroom door. Give me 10, right? And then stick your headphones in. Maybe listen to a little bit of meditation music. And literally what you're triggering then is when you lay down, you're telling your nervous system, oh, rest. Okay, we're calm. So then all the kind of, you know, the neurotransmitters that are about calmness in the body start to activate. So you're actually telling your body, I am calm, actually. I'm not stressed. And then you've reset and you can go out and just continue with your life.
Like that.
You know what, Danielle, we haven't got loads of time left, but I think we've talked about kind of where you've come from and, you know, the area of gut health. It is so exciting that you're starting your own business. Like, did you think that when you went alcohol free, that would be something in your future?
Yeah, you know, I always... From the time I was 25, I decided to do a psychology degree and I thought I wanted to be a psychologist or, you know, a psychotherapist. I knew I wanted to do something that would help people. And through the years, I've been redirected and put on different paths. And I even thought I wanted to be a straight up nutritionist. And I veered away from that. And I realized, no, I actually want to focus not just on nutrition, even though nutritionists do focus on other things as well. But I really want to look at, you know, all of the different facets of health and how they affect the gut and the body. And, you know, as someone who does suffer with anxiety from time to time, I've been my own pet project, you know, through the years. So I've always known I wanted to change careers at some point, and that will be in the future. You know, obviously this is a side business now. I have got a full-time job, but I always knew I'd end up doing something that would help people. And I am just so stoked that I reached this point where it's like, my journey is basically what I'm going to help people with. I've walked this path, you know, and I've done all the research, and I've then gone and studied, you know, as a, you know, so that I can become a professional. And going alcohol free, what I did say to someone on a walk yesterday was, I was always going to do this and I always will do it. Had I not knocked alcohol on the head, it would have taken me a lot longer, because you have all the tiredness and the anxiety and the not feeling very well that comes with drinking alcohol. And to be honest, I wasn't even drinking that much, but it would affect me for days. So Saturday night, go out for a meal, you know, have a bottle of wine, feel crappy on the Sunday, and then low level anxiety for the week, not much motivation, you know, stuff like that. So you literally cancel out weeks from a year. And that could be, you know, weeks spent on productivity towards a goal. And I think cutting out alcohol has skyrocketed this journey that, you know, that I always knew I would go on. And I'm here and I'm setting it up, and it's just super exciting. So I do have giving up alcohol to thank for the acceleration in this process.
So lovely to hear, isn't it, Shaz?
It's amazing.
So proud of you, Danielle.
Hello.
So awesome.
Proud Auntie Shaz and proud Uncle Ben. That sounds really weird, but we are.
Oh, Jesus, I'm older than Ben. Don't even. Nephew Ben.
Yeah, going down a weird cul-de-sac. Let's pull it back out straight away. Danielle, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so, so much. And as Ben mentioned right at the start, you are a friend of ours now, a friend of OTI. You give so much back to the community. You've made some amazing friends through being a community member. And to hear you now talking about where you are and the fact that, you know, you're skyrocketing, basically, in all aspects of life, it just fills us with flipping glee. It's absolutely lovely stuff. Danielle, before you go, please let people know where they can find any information to do with you and everything about gut health that you're doing. Where can they find that?
Thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you for having me. Love you both so much. You know, I definitely have viewed you as friends since the beginning, since I even started listening to you, to be honest. Little friends in my pocket while I was listening to you on my walk. But yeah, people can find me. At the moment, I'm setting up my website and everything, so there's no point in looking at that now because it's completely empty. But I have an Instagram called Flourish and Thrive, and how that's spelt is flourish_and_thrive_. So that's where they can find me. You know, send me a follow. I'll follow you back. We'll get some discussion going on health and wellness and alcohol free life, and go on hikes.
Amazing. Danielle Cooper from Buckinghamshire, Flourish and Thrive. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a happy Sunday.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
She's the former boozy Brit who gave up the sauce.
Thank you so much to this week's guest, Danny. What a brilliant chat. And as we mentioned before, actually, Danny's already been on the podcast. For the life of me, can't remember which year, but I certainly know it was a dry January. So go back.
Which year? I love
boots.
That we say that now.
I don't know which year, because we've been going for so long.
Well, we've been making free podcasts, Sharon, for so long now.
Sorry.
We've been making free podcasts since
free.
March.
Free,
2020,
you say.
All for free. Sonnet in my bonnet. Sorry to come back to it.
Oh, we get dead passionate. We get really, really passionate about what we do. Thank you for all your reviews.
Previously marvellous podcast has been morally corrupted by greed.
We're not greedy.
The rapacious efforts to acquire subscribers with premium episodes makes half the content exclusive. Avarice clearly eclipses the beneficial message spread by the podcast and its lovely hosts.
Yeah, no, it says really nice things about the lovely host, so thank you for that. Oh, dear God, motivated by greed. If that was the case, literally, we wouldn't be charging
a fiver a month
for the premium pod.
Don't worry about it.
You can listen for free anyway, if you wanted to.
Chaz,
listen 24/7.
Don't worry about it. You can hear them all for free. To the premium podcast, which is excellent and always gets really great feedback.
If you'd like
to leave us a review, because I know that, you know, some people listen to this podcast are very passionate and they hate they hate going on to Apple Podcasts and seeing a 1-star review. So if you'd like to go and leave your 5-star review maybe and bump Corrupted by Avarice down the line a little bit.
I get dead upset.
Fine by us. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, just go on and just scroll down to the bit where it says ratings and write a review is the button you need to press. I'm sure that our lovely guest Danielle will be doing that later. Right, Shaz, that's it then. Another fabulous free resource, free episode of...
Thank you for listening to this free episode of Over the Influence. And as Ben said, no matter how big it gets, and trust us when we say it is getting bigger, we pay for this. We pay for this out of our own pockets.
If you just found us for the first time, you can scroll back and there are hundreds of hours of free content that you can just go back and listen to. So much. I've just gone back here to January last year. Michael Brown, the TikTok superstar.
Amazing.
That was a fabulous free episode. William Porter, like world-renowned William Porter, for free on the podcast on the 9th of January last year. James Moon, Fancy Walk, mate, that was a great one. Molly Desch, free. Janet White, the grandmother, amazing episode, that, free. Ryan Dusick, the Maroon 5 drummer.
Free.
Steve Rodriguez.
I think we've
been free. Mandy Manners, free. David Nutt. Professor David Nutt, we had on the bloody podcast. You can hear it for free. Free. Robert Mead, Jamie Cole, free. Nigel Jones, free. I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, stop now. And if you would like to...
Annika Reese, free.
Stop.
Sorry.
If you want to get your ears around the premium podcast, you can actually do that for free as well. There's a free trial for 7 days. And if you listen back to back and don't get any sleep in those 7 days, you can probably nail the entire back catalogue. Fill your boots. For free. Thank you for listening to Over the Influence. We are passionate. We're really passionate. And that's what we're motivated by. Flipping passion. Have a lovely week. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back same time next week.